Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. How are you all? Okay, we're going to be covering tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Lo Halachos, with regards to Parsha Zochar. We're going to be discussing a lot of Halachos. There is somebody once told me that he went to a certain Yid, and he said, how many times do you need into Parsha Zochar? Because in Yerushalayim, some people, you know, in Zichron Moshe, you go to Zichron Moshe, these people stand literally a mamish minute, they're there for hours listening to Zohar until they feel their yotze. Literally, they're sitting there, they're standing there for hours to listen. How many times do you really need to listen? And is it really, what is the ikra locha? What is the ikra locha to fulfill that? Is it zecher amolek? Is it zecher amolek? Is it, what is the right way of fulfilling the mitzvah? That's the one point we're going to be covering, Mitzvah Shem. I want to also touch on the Shoivivim. Shoivivim is mentioned over here in the Mishneh Berurah, so that's also very much in Yonu de Yoyma, very much relevant now to this time of year. So Mishneh Berurah is mentioned here, Shoivivim, we're going to talk about that for a minute in Mitzvah Shem. And I also want to be talking about days over here. The Tu B'Shvat is mentioned here as well. In not many places in Shulchan Aruch Tu B'Shvat is mentioned. It's only a couple of places, so we're going to be talking about that as well in Mitzvah Shem. And we're going to be discussing the following Shaila as well. Imagine somebody is going to the Far East, Purim time, and he's got, for business reason, and he won't be able to listen to appointment scheduling, etc. He won't be able to make it back home, and he's got problems. There's only one of the two mitzvahs. He can either listen, be Shabbos with a minyan, Shabbos before Purim, and if it's Shabbos before Purim with the minyan, he'll listen Zohar. He'll hear Zohar with the minyan, appropriately listen for Torah in the Chabad Shtibel in Hong Kong. But then Purim, he won't be able to listen to the Megillah. He's going to find maybe a couple of yidden, but he certainly won't be able to listen to the Megillah properly. They won't be. Alternatively, he can schedule it otherwise that Zohar will be in his hotel somewhere in the depth of the Far East on his own. Okay, he won't be able to listen to Zohar, but then his scheduling is going to work out that he'll be able to be with the minyan. He'll be Chabad Hong Kong for Purim, and he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah properly. The question is, what should he pick? What should he go for? Yeah, what do you think? Zohar. You say Zohar. No, forget about Purim. Zohar, the Reise. Oh, do you hear that? Zohar is the Reise. And Megillah is only midrabbanon. Do you agree to that? Does it sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you agree to that? Zohar. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, Megillah will be on his own in his room. He's going to have to drink all by himself. Pardon? Pesum and Nissa must be Megillah. Must be Doicha. Hear that? Pesum and Nissa. Oh, very interesting. First mitzvah. You should never push off mitzvahs. What interesting. That's. Who knows? As the Chacham Tzvi says, "Mi yodea ma yolid yoyim." Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? It's a bit of a pessimistic approach, but yes, we can hear that. So maybe you should go for the Zohar, which comes first. What happens then? Happens then. Yeah.
If you say Pesum Nisa, are you able to be in the kind of Pesum Nisa, the Chumash?
Good question. Can you fulfill Pesum Nisa with the Chumash, with regards to the Megillah? You're saying. Okay, this very question actually mentioned Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Tezayin, but I would like to just run through the Sif Zayin again in Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to see the Mishneh Berurah after that. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Zayin, Yesh Oimrim, some say, Sheparasha Zohar, do you hear? Yesh Oimrim, some say, Sheparasha Zohar, that Parasha Zohar, Ve Parashas Poro, and Parashas Poro Aduma, Chayovim, we're obligated, Likroisom Beshabbos, Beshabbos Halolu, we're obligated to hear Zohar and Poro on those two Shabboses, Kedei Lishmoya Parashas Elu, in order to listen to hear those Parashas, Shehem Midereise, which are Midereise. So the obligation is to listen to Parashas Poro and Parashas Zohar, because those are Midereise. So he says that these are Madurais, Zohar and Poro. Yesh Oimrim. Continues the Rama. Excuse me, I skipped the line. Lefichach, therefore, Pnei HaYishuvim, people who live in distant, remote villages, Sha'en Lo Minyan, that they haven't got a minyan normally on a regular Shabbos, Tzichim lovoy lemakim. They need to go to a place. Sheyesh, meaning that there is a minyan. Peshabos is alone on those Shabbos. Kedei lishmei pash elishim de reise. And continues the Rama. Vim yav shalem lovoy. If they cannot attend, if they cannot come, mikol makim nevertheless. Yizor likroisam benikinosam uvetamam. If you can't make it, those people in these remote villages, if they can't make it to a normal type of village, you should still read it on their own. Benikinosam uvetamam without a minyan. Okay. So, first, Sifkot Yudale, we learned yesterday about the fact that you can't, you're not Yotze by saying it in your heart, you need to actually read it from a Tzimba Torah. Sifkot Tezvav, very interesting Mishneh Berurah. Sifkot Tezvav speaks about Parshas Poro. Mishneh Berurah says, Parshas Poro Aduma, Harbe Achroinim Kosvu, many Achroinim write, She Parshas Uenu Medirais, that Parshas Poro Aduma is not Medirais. That's how the Mishneh Berurah seems to pasken, that only Shabbos Zohar, only Zohar is min haTorah. Parshas Poro, Mishneh Berurah sounds like, Mishneh Berurah pasken seems that it's midrabbanan only. But it does conclude, al el tzimun samach, sifkot nyu b'mishneh berurah, da'afilu b'mitzvah drabbanan, gam ken tzorich lechav v'notzis da mitzvah. Even if it's a rabbinical mitzvah, nevertheless you need to have intentions, mitzvahs, tzriches kavon, even for drabbanan. And you should surely also by Parshas Poro, when he's being lined in shul, when he's being read in shul, you should also have full concentration in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he does agree with the majority of the Achronim, and it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that its Poro is not Medrash. He says, it's hard to find, if you look in the Shaare Tzion, he questions, in Shaare Tzion, and Sharetz, no, it's actually not here, sorry. But the Achronim, well, the Achronim write, I thought Sharetz, no, 1 second, I thought it was, no. What the Achronim write is that it's hard to find the source. It's hard to find a source to find Poro Aduma being the Reiser. I mean, Zohar, the Pasuk says explicitly, Zohar is Asher Oso Lecha Amolek, with regards to Poro Aduma, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there's a mitzvah of reading Parshas Poro Aduma. And in fact, the Aruch Shulchan discusses that, and it brings a questionable source, but it does bring a source. But the Mishneh Berurah seems to say, there's no source that is the Reiser. If there's no source that is the Reiser, it can't be the Reiser. So the Mishneh Berurah paskens, Zohar is the Reiser, Poro is midrabbanan, but nevertheless, also is midrabbanan, mitzvah tichas gamol for drabbanan as well. Yeah.
If there's no source for it,
because Mishneh Berurah says he can't find the source. But Aruch Shulchan does find, Aruch Shulchan does bring a source. Which makes a question about the Aruch Shulchan wants to bring a source. I've not actually just popped up my head. I forgot now what his Makor is. Aruch Shulchan does bring a Makor, but Mishneh Berurah says he couldn't justify it. I've now forgotten what Aruch Shulchan says. Yeah.
When the Makor seems to say earlier that it's filler. It seems not really
how beautiful. What a nice point. That's a very good addition, that. Very good addition. Very good. Rabbi Yosef points out that we learned Mishneh Berurah yesterday in Sifkot Aleph that Parshas Poro, the way the Mishneh Berurah brings it, lochin korim parshu leispar lefonu yisborach. The reason why we read it nowadays is as a tefillah. So Rabbi Yosef points out, I think very correctly, it's a very nice tefillah, that if it's a tefillah, it's unlikely to be in the reise. That's more like rabbinical, the poro was the reise, but the fact that we want is to happen nowadays as well, it's merely a tefillah. And the tefillah is unlikely to be midiraisa. So that's a very valid point. Right, okay, that's with regards to Parshas Poro Aduma. Now, Sifkot Tzayin, Mishneh Berurah says the following. Lemokim Sheyesh. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Lemokim Sheyesh, meaning a person has to go in a place where there is a meaning. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Hainu, Afilu Yesh Loi Sefer Torah Beveisa, even if he had a Sefer Torah in his own house, Elo She'ein Loi Minyan Beveisa, but he hasn't got a minyan in his place, nevertheless, since there's no minyan, you need to listen to Zohar. That's the point that Mishneh Berurah is making. Zohar needs to be from a Sefer Torah, A, and B, with a minyan. So we have a requirement over here that Zohar needs to be with a minyan. Even if we say the minyan leparsha Zohar with Rabbanon ba'alme, even if we say that the requirement that it's be minyan, that's only with Rabbanon, okay, fair enough, I'll call pony, but nevertheless, ikki kia Zohar, who the reise, is that you've got to be the ikki requirement, the main mitzvah is certainly with the reise. To listen to Zohar is the reise. How we do it? With a minyan, that's with Rabbanon. But it's you've got to be two levels. So the reise, the main structure, the main mitzvah is midraisa. How we do it, that's midrabbanon. So that's what he said. By the way, I'm just going to mention over here that, now maybe we should leave that later, let's keep that in mind for now. What about women. We're going to discuss later about with regards to the obligation of women to listen to Zohar. And if we are going to say that women have an obligation, we'll have to keep in mind, we're going to speak about women, but if women are obligated, we'll have to keep in mind, do they also have that, the Rabbanon of a minion as well? Does that make sense to have that for women as well? Yes or no? So we're going to keep it away for a minute, just think about it, just mentioning it now. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Veinei, Betumas Adashin Kosim, Betumas Adashin writes, Teshmias Kiyas Pasha Zochoi Be'asoro, says the Tumas Adashin, the listening of Kiyas Zochoi Be'asoro with the minion, Odif Yoisa is more important, Memikam and Megillah B'tzibah. So that's the businessman who was in the Far East. He can either schedule listening to the Megillah, or he can have Zocha, he can't have both. According to the Tumas Adashin, Adif Yoisa, I'm reading the words, it's more important to listen to the Zocha, Memika Megillah. It's more important than Megillah. B'tzibur. Why? Shemikra Megillah, that reading of the Megillah, Letas Reva Poiskim, Sagi Bismanoi Beyochit, because reading of the Megillah, hearing the Megillah, you can, according to majority of authorities, you can read it Beyochit, on your own, privately. Val Cain, therefore, Imiev Shaloli Kaim Shneim, if he can't fulfill both, he can't listen to the Megillah and to Pasha Zochoyer, Yire Lekaim Kias Pasha Zochoyer Betzibo. He should certainly try to fulfill them. He has an obligation to fulfill Pasha Zochoyer with a minion. He should go to Chabad Hong Kong for Pasha Zochoyer. But the Megillah, he'll read on his own from a Chumash. So that's the way it was. Thomas Adashin is saying that Zochoyer, is you have to make sure for Zohar to be with a minion, to listen to it appropriately.
No, you need to read from
Klav. Pardon?
Read from
Klav. What are you saying?
From Chumash.
For what?
By himself.
Yeah, well, he's going to fulfill... You're right. That's actually going to be another question. You're right. Maybe I shouldn't have said from Chumash. Yeah, it's another question. That's an interesting question. Well, we'll get to that in Mitzvah when we get to the Megillah. Good question, because you can't make a bracha. Yeah. But however, the Mogen Avom disagrees. Metzadet the Yoiser Toiv Shiyavoi leMokem. It is better. Mogen Avom disagrees. He said it's better if he goes to a place Shekarin a Megillah Betzibur. He says no. If you have got no choice, you can either listen to Zochar Betzibur or Megillah Betzibur. Says the Mogen Avom disagrees with Thomas Eshne. He says you should go to the Megillah. You should listen to Megillah Betzibur. Upashas Zochar. Then why is that? Why he doesn't agree? He doesn't disagree with the point of the Tumas Adashin. But why is that? Says the interesting point. It's very relevant. The Pasha Zochar, Pasha Zochar Yoitze, he's going to be Yoitze, Al Pi Hatchak, he's going to be Bedievet Yoitze with Pasha Zochar, how? Bemash Yishma Akia Bepurim, Bepasha of Amolek. He said the question is not really knowing Yas, says the Mogen Avraham. Because if he's going to decide to be in Shul on Purim, well, then, it's true, he's going to have the Megillah, but besides the Megillah, there's Kriyas HaTorah before that. And what's the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim? We have Amalek. So he's going to listen to Pasha Zochar. Well, it's not really Pasha Zochar, but he's going to listen to Vayavah Amalek on Purim itself. So therefore, you're better off being in Shul, being with a minion on Purim as opposed to Zochar. Does that make sense what the Mogen Avraham says? Yeah, but then he says the Bazenami Zoich Maase Amolek, because with that you're also going to remember Maase Amolek v'yoytze dechavosoy, and you're going to be yoytze dechavosoy v'yoytze lema yoytze mederaisa, and you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah mederaisa. Now he adds the following. So we're learning. I just want to point out what comes out from this Mishnah Berurah over here is that the b'di'avet you're yoytze the obligation of mechias Amolek when on Purim. By lining of Vayov HaMolek. Does that make sense to everybody? Are you agreeing with that? Does that make sense? Absolutely. It's a very, very big chiddush for various numerous reasons. And one was you were pointing out. It doesn't say over there the words of Timcha Ezecher HaMolek. When we line on Purim, we don't say the words Timcha Ezecher HaMolek, Lo Yisishkach. We don't say the words we don't say those words. It's a different psukim. So that is a chiddush that you can fulfill the mitzvah just by Vayove Amolek, the text what happened. That surely is sounds like a big chiddush that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Zochar Amolek. And that's what Mishnebu is actually going to argue in a minute. But just to understand, but the, if I may just point out, That in the Shantin Sif Cotton Vav adds a point which is very relevant, because we're going to speak about that in a few minutes, Mitzvah Hashem. If you look in the third line of Shantin, Mishnebura adds, the Otu Miksiv Ba Torah, does it say anywhere in the Torah, Sheyikru Davke B'Shabbos? So the Shantin adds over here in his interesting footnote. He says, does it say anywhere in the Torah that yes, we have an obligation of remembering Zohar? Yes, we do indeed. But does it say anywhere in the Torah when it needs to be? It doesn't say anywhere. So Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't say anywhere when you need to remember, when you need to fulfill the mitzvahs, Zechiras Amalek. It doesn't say anywhere when. So he says, Elo Shechachomim Tiknu B'Shabazu. The only reason why Chachomim said, Zechiras Amalek is in Parsha Zochar, is because that's the Shabbos before Purim. And he says, Elo Shechachomim Tiknu B'Shabazu Hoyl V'Shchiche Rabbi V'Sakneses. Many Yidden come to shul on that particular Shabbos, V'Usamach L'Purim, and it's before Purim. K'delismach Ma'as Amalek L'Ma'as Ha'omein. Ahal Ma'as Ha'omon. V'al Ken Yoitzal P'atchak Ma'ashikon V'yov Amalek. So he says, but the Shantzin adds here, in the opinion of the Magen Avraham, is that we have to remember, that's an important point, that really, yes, when we talk about fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, yes, it's certainly Medoraisa. It's true. But when you do it, the timing is certainly not Medoraisa. It's probably not even Medorabon. The timing of the mitzvah is certainly not Medoraisa. Certainly not. Therefore, it's why the Chachamim say you should do it after Kippur Purim. Convenience. It makes sense to do it then, because that's when people are in shul, etc. But that's not really intrinsic part of the mitzvah. So we have to keep that in mind. So it could ease on the other hand. So it actually does make sense. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek at a different type of a year. It could be that if we were now to sit together and we were to take a Sefer Torah and we would line up, we'd fulfill the mitzvah of the rice as well. It doesn't have to be a specific time. Yeah. No, this everybody agrees to. Everybody agrees to that.
So why does he say that you should just do
Megillah
and you should do
Parshas
Zohar?
The Magen Avraham.
Yeah. He says if you have to try to do Megillah or Parshas Zohar, you should do Megillah.
Yes.
You should do Megillah and Parshas Zohar, the same thing.
Well, you're going to fulfill. That's what he says. You're going to fulfill actually Zohar in the morning as well. You're going to fulfill. Yeah, it's Shas Atchak. But he said the better to have Zohar b'Shas Atchak and Megillah properly, as opposed to just have...
No, but it's better if you also learn Zohar.
Oh, you're saying you should do the Kisavoleh. Are you asking on Takanu Chachamim or on the Magen Avraham? What are you asking?
I'm asking, why does he say you should only do Megillah and that's, and therefore you're Yotzeh
B'Di'eved? You're saying that you should take out a Sefer Torah and line... Yeah, good question. I don't know. Maybe practicality, convenience, not sure. So it could... Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Why can't I just take a Sefer Torah out on Purim and do it? I hear. Smichas, yeah, so maybe there's a point. I hear that. Very interesting. Yeah, I hear. Very good. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. You want to say something? Yeah. Yeah. Because, and the reason for that is because the mitzvah is to remember Ma'ase Amalek. When the mitzvah is zechira, to remember, that's to think about it once a year. Shikha happens after 12 months, the Gemara says. Shikha, forgetting, is something which happened after 12 months. Correct. Leap year, is that what you asked? We'll get to that. I want to speak about that. Okay. Actually, you know what? Let's mention now the leap year. Leap year is maybe a good question. What happens on the leap year? If it's true. So again, the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'ase Amalek is that we have to remember it once a year. And why a year? Because to remember means, by definition, to think about it, about something once a year. After 12 months, the Gemara says you're forgetting something. So the question that you're asking is very good. What happens after if it's a leap year? Shonamu Beres, a leap year. Leap is 13 months. So you have forgotten it already. You've forgotten 13 months, you've forgotten it already. So why? Oh, very good. Very, very good. So let's just get the question clear, that if you've got 13 months, you've forgotten it already. So you've been vatla mitzvah. You should really remember once a year. You've forgotten it already. So you've missed a year. So some achronim say exactly what you were saying. They are saying that, yes, indeed, during a leap year, when we line the words in Parshas Kisavo, reach Kisavoi, we have to have in mind the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'ase Amalek. But I want to ask you something. This is some achronim say that, and that's how they pasken. Some achronim, some contemporary poskim, they say, during a leap year, keep in mind that You should when you reach Parshas Kisavoy, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir Ma'as Amalek. I'm going to ask you something. Is this something that people do?
Not really.
Is it something that you think of in Parshas Kisavoy? Have you ever? Is that what we were brought up with? Is that something that is? Is that right? Is this? It sounds like this is something which is a more. How shall I put it? It's something which is a more recent point that's been made in the poskim. You don't see that. Something like that, I would have expected. Shalom Uberes has been happening for quite a number of years. I would have expected the Mogen Avraham to point it out at the very latest. And it's not really pointed out in early Achronim. So how can it be? Why? Well, how do you fulfill the 13-month leap year is a problem. I think the question is a brilliant question. Yeah? Yes, but if you fulfill the mitzvah only with the minyan, with the klaf, with the sefer Torah, so midrabanon. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said earlier. That the minyan is certainly midrabanon. That's a chachamim have added conditions to the deraisa. You probably it's true that as we're talking now, if we think about it, we're likely to fulfill the deraisa. Maybe, unless chachamim said that's the only way to fulfill it with a minyan, and with, it could be. Yeah. Right. You can remember. Okay. Yes.
I want to tell that it's a year and not 12 months.
Beautiful. So what you are saying now is more beautiful than the Chassam Chasam Sofer says. Beautiful. Chasam Sofer says that shikra. I think it's such an inspirational word. I think it makes so much sense. It's so bright. It's so beautiful. Chasam Sofer says that shikra is something after a year elapses. After a year, that's when you start forgetting things. You need to go through a summer. You need to go through a spring. You need to go through autumn. You need to go through the periods of you need to go through Adar. You need to go through a Nisan. You need to go through a Tisha El. Once you have gone through the year, that's when shikra happens. So during a leap year, it's taking longer to forget something. I think it's so bright. It's a lechtige chasam sofer. It takes during a leap year the shikra, the shikra only happens after a longer time. It's a year. The point is once a year, after a year you forget something. So if it's a leap year, it's going to take longer to forget something. It's the course of the year that makes a person. I mean, we all know what it's like. It's the year that makes a person develop, and it's a year. You know, it's a year. It's a year. So often, so Chasam Sofer says that during a leap year, it's going to be 13 months until the shikra happens, and therefore, according to that, you won't need to have any kavanas during Kisavoy. You won't need to fulfill any. You won't have any intention when you read Parshas Kisavoy in line. You won't have to have any intention. And I think that's certainly in the minik. And I think that's certainly what's been happening in Klal Yisrael for. I don't think that people were makpid during the lining in the Sedut. And I think the Chasam Sofer is what the understanding of the minig in Klal Yisrael. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Yud Ches brings the following. The Yesh Oyim, the famous question of Zecha or Zecher Amalek. How do we do it? Zecha or Zecha? Both. What's the ideal way of doing it? Machlokes. Oh, so the Mishneh Berurah says as follows: Sif Kodesh has been nosim over tamom. Da, you should know the Yesh Oyim Shtoch Likos Zecha Amalek Betzerei. Some say you should say Zecha Amalek with a Tzerei. Yesh Oyim Shtoch Likos Zecha Amalek Besegol. And some say that. So the Mishneh Berurah passes Al Kain Me Anochon. The right way of doing it. Shakur Yikros Shneiem. Lots of Yishneim since it's a Sofek Dereisa. So the rule is always Sofek Dereisa. You're gonna have to fill both. So therefore we say Zecha and Zecha. However. That's not how we do. How do we say? How do most shuls do it? You say it straight. Timcha zecher amolek. Right. It's because the thing is as follows. The point is that the Achronim say that if you change something toich kedei dibu, if you make a mistake, we all know that from Shmoneh Esrei, from other areas of halacha, if you make a bracha, if you made a mistake and you're going to rectify something, toich kedei dibu, immediately you override it. You can fix something. So the point is that though you don't want to rectify something if the first one was the right way of saying it. I can't say timcha zecher amolek, timcha zecher amolek. I wouldn't be able to say it in one because I might have overridden the first one, which may have been the correct one. Therefore, we need to make a clear hefsek. That's why there's many ways of doing it. The Balei Koira, they try to make, to ensure that you're making, that you're not, you're trying to positive, not make a hefsek. You're making, I mean, to make tincha zecher amolek, and you carry on a bit, and then you say tincha zecher amolek. So that, the point is that we don't want to just rectify something immediately, because then you may not fulfill both opinions, yeah.
Why don't we start possibly again?
Why? Because could be again you're doing it Terech Kedei Debo. Could be it's still Terech Kedei Debo. You're saying, why is that? Why is that?
It's one parasha.
Ah, you're saying that since...
I just want to lay it twice. It's three, four
psukim. Yeah.
Just lay it twice. Some place you get to lay it 20 times anyway.
Exactly. Why don't you just go... Yeah. The whole thing twice. The whole thing twice. Why are we not... Why don't we do the whole thing twice? I'm not sure.
We don't do it twice.
We don't. Yeah. In Tech Tzibura... Tzibur, you see that? I would be crossing. It's true. There's a raya. I remember. it's a good point. I'm not sure why we don't. Why we don't do that? I'm not sure. It's true that there is a raya in Soita. I remember seeing a raya in Soita that there is a concept of tichel tzibur even very very short amounts. It looks like a few seconds could be a tichel tzibur. There is such a comment, but I'm not sure that's the reason here. I'm not sure, because if you're not a Sophic Deraisa, not sure. One more point which I wanted to mention is, if a person, a Sfardi, listens to Ashkenazi Zocher, or vice versa, Ashkenazi listens to a Sfardi, yes, Yoitzer or not Yoitzer? Yoitzer?
It's on a joke.
Yeah, you are Yoitzer?
It's a lacha.
That you are Yoitzer, Ashkenazi? Ah, really?
Yeah.
Is that... what I saw, it's interesting, I can hear where you're coming from, because there is... Pardon?
Check with the Arizal.
There is definitely many letters, there's no doubt about it, that there's many letters which is Sfardim, are saying much more correctly than us. I mean, the fact that our Ches and our Chof is the same, and the Ayin and the Aleph is the same by us, that's the proof that we are saying it wrong. It's just the proof. Because it can't be that there's two letters the same. It can't be. So the fact that the Ches and the Chof by the Sfardim, and the Ayin and the Aleph by the Sfardim is different, that's the proof. That's the proof. But that's the proof that there is something. The fact that they can make a distinction...
You know David Balevi, ask him once to read. It's unbelievable.
But nevertheless, the poskim say that one should try as much as possible with regards to the Reise, one should try to go to a Kriyas HaTorah, which is his own nusach, his own havara. Yeah. So much so, the Chazanish was makbid, and the Stipe was makbid as well, to go to that the Sefer Torah, these two Ksivas of two Safus, two ways of writing Sefer Torah, Ksav Ari and Ksav Bes Yosef. You know Sefer Torah writings? There's two types of Sefer Torah. One should try to go, not only to the Havara, but even the Sefer Torah should be the right. That's a Chiddush, but that's what the Gedolim were makpid on that as well. That you should try to go, you should listen to a, not only the Havara should be, but also the actual Sefer Torah should be also from your Nusach. Pardon? They go, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, right. So, we'll stop over here, but I do want to meet Hashem tomorrow. I want to still speak about Tu B'Shvat and Shavuot and Hashem. Okay.